A group of children in the capital have gathered around this effigy of slain Tamil Tiger leader Vellupillai Prabhakaran. Like many in this Indian Ocean capital, they're celebrating his death with cheering, flag waving, and fireworks. But in other parts of the city, the change in mood is stark, as many Tamils discreetly mourn Prabhakaran and the passing of an era that he represented. Jaya Balaturu, 32, is a former aid worker. Her mother and sister escaped the war-rattled north to live with her in Colombo.
We are fearing what we are going to do. We don't know. Maybe Tamil people are going to face big problem. We don't know.
Balaturu's sense of uncertainty is widespread in the Tamil community. With Prabhakaran gone, many are asking who's left to champion the cause of Sri Lanka's more than 3 million ethnic Tamils, including the estimated 300,000 Tamils crowded into government-run camps in the island's north. Prabhakaran was an almost mythical figure who fought for more than a quarter century for a separate Tamil homeland, a dream that some say has all but evaporated with his death. Law Worker Matunga is the editor of one of Sri Lanka's largest independent newspapers.
Right now, the euphoria is that the LTT is vanquished. And that's it. There is nothing beyond that.
Wickramatunga says he's encouraged by the recent public speeches of Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa, who's pledged to share power with Tamil leaders in an effort to unite all Sri Lankans under one flag.
The president has his work cut out. Of course, he's very, very popular right now. He's at the zenith of his popularity. He should use that to unite all communities and not even talk of ethnicity, but rebuilding Sri Lanka.
Still, Wickramatunga doubts that Sri Lanka's government will follow through on its promises to address the grievances of the country's Tamil community, which includes a long list of civil and human rights abuses by Sri Lankan security forces, not to mention claims of widespread job discrimination at the hands of the island's Sinhala majority. Wickramatunga's brother, Lasantha, the newspaper's former editor and an outspoken critic of the government, was killed earlier this year. His murder remains unsolved, but many here claim government security forces had a hand in his death. Suresh Premachandran is a Tamil leader and a member of parliament. He says that for Tamils to feel empowered, there has to be a change in thinking at the top levels of government.
Called us, we are the people who were elected democratically. If we started to speak in parliament, immediately all the people who are in the ruling party started to shout, you know, you LTT bugger and things like that. They are not prepared to listen to us. The Sri Lankan government doesn't want to share the power with the Tamil people. That's the whole reason why all these things started.
Analysts here say the government must reach out to Tamil leaders like Premachandran if it expects to win the hearts and minds of Tamils here. Lakshman Hulagal is a Sri Lankan government spokesman. He says that with the military phase of the conflict largely finished, the government is shifting its focus to the political phase.
Now the future of the Tamil has to be equivalent to any other citizen, my personal view. We have to share. Power sharing should be there. Once the power sharing is equally given, Tamil people can live happily and harmony.
He says that with the Tamil Tigers out of the picture, moderate voices within the Tamil community can flourish. Before, moderate Tamil leaders feared for their lives, for not kowtowing to the Tamil Tigers' all-or-nothing quest for a separate homeland. For now, much of the focus is on the Tamil diaspora, which appears to be waging a public relations war against the Sri Lankan government at foreign embassies from around the world. It was the Tamil diaspora that, either willingly or begrudgingly, financed the Tamil Tigers. Now Sri Lanka's government wants them to lend a hand in rebuilding the country, now that 26 years of fighting has come to an end. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Colombo.